Enoch took the scroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heavenbound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see home. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
I listen as a man cried out to his gods of wood and stone, and it broke my heart to see all the tears he shed alone. For I knew that it was hopeless, and he would not receive an answer from the gods he served that cannot hear or see. How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every path I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. Though I fell down on my knees to pray, like so many times before, and I only asked my God to hear my prayer once more. And it seemed like the heavens just opened up, and I could hear him say, yes, my child, I hear you. What do you need today? How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every path I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. So I listened as a man cried out to his gods of wood and stone, and it broke my heart to see all the tears that he shed alone. For I knew that it was hopeless, and he would not receive an answer from the gods he served that cannot hear nor see. How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every path I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. That guy back here, he's crying out to his God of wood and stone. he ain't going to receive nothing. And it's same with that charismatic spirit. People, they're convinced that charismatic spirit is going to heal like that Reuben from Norway. He was convinced right to the end. He's involved with that charismatic spirit, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Preacher from Norway. He died with that, I don't know what the disease was, Lugaric. And he thought that it's going to come and heal. In fact, that charismatic spirit is just like that guy here, crying out to his God of wood and stone. It doesn't deliver. There's nothing there. It's just delusions from Satan. People are caught up on it, and they end up dying, and that spirit cannot deliver, just like that guy here. He cried out to his God of wood and stone. Back then they used to worship these gods, these idols, back in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. So that's no different. That's these religions, dead religions. Mm-hmm. They can pray all they want. They can't. These religions, they can't do nothing for nobody. The only one thing they can, the true religion, the one that you and I have. We call out to God and he comes to the rescue. They call out to their God, which is basically just wood and stone. It's, mm-hmm. it's a delusion. It's come on by Satan.
Mm-hmm.
That charismatic thing out there. A lot of people don't know what that charismatic spirit is because it's so deluded. It's mm-hmm. so camouflaged. It looks so real. Man, the people that are caught up in it, we've got a lot of alright that are caught up in it. That whole charity group, they're all caught up in that delusion, that false religion. And all these
Mm-hmm.
For you and I, it's so simple to see, but they don't see it because they're in it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You can't take it. They don't even know it. And you can't reason with these people. I've tried. Time and time again, I let them know that thing can't deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing there. Except the devil. The devil can't deliver nothing.
Nope.
As you travel down life's road, he is with you every day. With every step you take, he walks ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. I'll never be alone, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in his name. He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, he'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord, he's in the midst. In the prison they were thrown, Paul and Silas weren't alone. They knew that God was there and he could see them through. And as the walls began to shake and their chains just fell away, they cried, behold our God, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in his name. He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, he'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. In the prison they were thrown, Paul and Silas weren't alone. They knew that God was there and he would see them through. And as the walls began to shake and their chains just fell away, they cried, behold our God, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in his name. He'll be there too. When hands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. There were a time that Jesus can show up any time now. Jesus, see, you and I, we know the hour we're living in. We know all scripture has to be fulfilled. There comes a time when Jesus is not up in heaven, when there's silence in heaven. And that's on right now. There's silence in heaven right now. Where Jesus is, there's no silence. He's not up there. He's not up in heaven. He's down here on earth. And there's a lot of people, especially over in Israel and in Iran, where people are being persecuted. And Jesus shows up. And it's real. Like, he shows up. You can go on YouTube. You can hear their testimonies where Jesus shows up. And if he shows up in your bedroom or somewhere, don't be shocked. Don't be surprised, because we're in the season where he can show up any time. He showed up here about a year ago. I was just going to bed, and he showed up in my right on the door there, my bedroom door. And you wonder what would you say to Jesus if he ever shows up? You know, you get a million and one questions, and I realized I didn't have any questions, because he's informed you and I over the years exactly everything we need to know. He let us know the midnight cry. He let us know about God sending a prophet, and I couldn't ask him that. I had nothing to ask. I know everything that needs to be known. And he stood there, and I felt challenged, and what should I say? And the only thing I could say, Lord, give me the rights to work for you. I want to work for you. I don't want to go through life here with no purpose. I just want to work for you. That's all I had to ask, and he was okay with that, and then he disappeared. So if he shows up, don't be shocked, don't be surprised, because it's standard procedure, because he's down here on earth, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. If you're desperate, if you really, really want to see him and really want to know, he's got an answer for you. There's no need to be out there groping in the dark listening to these charismatics and all that garbage that's out there, listening to these false prophets, these false preachers in the pulpit, and these zealots and these scorpions. They're going to tell you, they're not going to tell you the truth. Jesus wants to talk to you. That's all it's about. He wants to visit with you. He wants to camaraderie with you. And that's just who he is. But you got to have to want it, you know. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has a loosest fateful light of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. And he's not backing up. We're on the winning side. Sometimes it might not look like we are, but he's marching on. He's not going to sound retreat. He's like Trump. He's going to get the job done. Mm-hmm. Just giving them guys an opportunity to clean up their act, but they're not going to do it. They're not going to. Those Muslims, they're not going to change their ideology. The only thing they know is power and destruction. If they had, if the shoe was on their foot, they would demolish America like an army. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. Something here. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. For this, verse 11, I could read the whole thing. You get the picture, you can read the whole thing. And you get the picture of what you're trying to say here, where that Satan is coming down with deceiving power. Even, I'll start in verse 9. Even them whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. That's that charismatic spirit. That's just behind it, Satan. And with all deceivableness of righteousness in them that perish. See, it's a deceiver, deceived. With all every kind of evil deception directed against those who were perishing, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. See, God, first thing God does, he presents people with truth. When we, you and I, we were presented with truth, we just embrace it. To us, it was life eternal. It was something that's worth fighting for, and then That was back, that was years back when I was introduced to the truth for the day, to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then led down to Brother Jackson. Nothing could shake me off from the truth. And here, these people here, with all this, if you reject truth, because it says here, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And when you reject truth, guess what happens? The devil gets an open door, because God can't do nothing with you if you reject truth. And you and I, we have truth. We have the truth. We tell everybody that we know, and everybody that knows us knows that they're going to hear the truth. They may not like it, and they may not even listen to it, because society has brainwashed people that you and I are losers, that you and I are shaking up, that you and I are doing this, that, and the other. They don't even give it a thought. They don't even look. They don't even listen. They just automatically just dial us out, you know, shut us down. But see, and what happens then, when you shut down the truth, when you reject the truth for your day, because we have the truth for the hour. We can take you exactly right into the scriptures, and we can walk you right through what the Lord has dealt with me. There are certain scriptures that the Lord has dropped in my heart over the years, and one of the main topics was when he dropped that scripture, and this is going to be life eternal, that they believe on them whom I will send. And we have, it's a chain reaction, because mm-hmm. the things that we say here are yea and amen, they're truth. And then, like we were saying, when you reject truth, there's only one option left for you. God will send you a strong delusion that you're going to believe that charismatic stuff out there, or that belief that that other right thing is really something. It's nothing but satanic Satan worship. And we've been over it and over it again. But see, what we're trying to do, we're trying to set a standard here. We're trying to put something out there that's solid, and you can only get yourself to place where you believe what we're trying to tell you here, because we're not some fly-by-night. We didn't just show up, because it's something the Lord dealt with us from way back. He prepared us for this hour. Now here we're telling you today, we're telling you exactly what's going on, because you asked me this morning, what are you going to speak on today? Well, during the night, the Lord let me know. We'll talk about that charismatic spirit that's out there, mm-hmm. that delusion. And then you said, I was thinking about the same thing. See, what people don't realize that they have a problem with the woman speaking, you know. But see, they don't know the hour we're living in. We're living in the hour where the 70th week of Daniel, where Jesus Christ, God is beginning to restore all things. Everything that happened back in the garden and the fall of Adam and Eve, and everything is going back to where it was before the fall. God's going to bring this on this utopia, but first these first things were, and now we're in that season of time. You could go over and Daniel and you can read it, will you, then where God is going to restore everything, all these curses that brought upon the human race will be removed, and everything eventually will go back exactly to where it was before Satan showed up. And one of the first things that's going to happen, that's happening right now, that curse that he put on the woman that she has to pay second fiddle, is going to be removed.
Yeah, I guess just,
everything has to be removed.
Uh-huh. It's all part of redemption, the whole program of redemption, and restoring what was taken.
If people have a problem, well, take it up with the Lord. We can't help that we're now living in a time frame where God has begun restoring all things. That's why you see this thing over in Israel. God is restoring Israel and is bringing them back to their land, and eventually they'll build their temple. Yeah, they got fighting all over there right now because Satan, he's using these Muslims to try to stop God's program from going ahead. Mm-hmm. But he lost. He lost it 2,000 years ago at Calvary, and now all he's doing, they're just bluffing him, and eventually what's going to happen, God's going to come down. He's going to pretty much wipe them out, and there'll be no more. You start these religions. The same with the other right. That's just another Muslim religion. That's all it is. God's going to famish these idiots. They're just behind the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been talking here forever and a day.
Yeah.
Expose that thing, and Then people get alarmed when we speak so plainly. And as we see, we know where they are, we're living in, and we know all these things has to happen because God said he's going to finish the gods. He's going to finish the religions. Mm-hmm. Like back then it was God, like this guy here, this song. He cried out to his God of wood and stone. That when you watch that movie, The Ten Commandments, how that Pharaoh, he took his, when his son was, died there in that,
plague,
he took that son and he took him before his gods and his God. He was screaming and howling, his gods couldn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Because it, and it's the same thing today. This charismatic God can't deliver, and that Hutterite God can't deliver either. It's because of that Amish God and all these gods. Like, see, Satan, after the crucifixion, Satan had to come up with a new plan. So what he did, he, instead of calling them gods anymore, now they're called religion. But behind it is still the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. And we're just bringing everything out in broad daylight. And that's why we have to talk so plainly. We're the only two people that got the backbone to speak the way we do. We call these preachers, we call them scorpions. That's what the Bible calls them. We call them vipers, and just like John the Baptist. It's that same spirit that came down to John the Baptist by mouth, and he told her, you brood of vipers, he called them. That's what we're calling. That's what we're calling these people in the pulpit today, these preachers. I could name them out by name, but they're just too numerous to mention. It's all, it's a spirit of the thing. It's always been the spirit of the thing. It's not really, we're not going after the people. Yeah, we got to mention their name because they're sold out to the Satan. They're sold out to do evil. They love that power and they love that control over people's soul. But they're not these holy people that they claim out to be. We're just taking the covers out. We have lived, and we're now in that time frame where we can actually go and take the covers off and we can tell you exactly who they are. They're not holy people. They're instigated by Satan. We've been saying enough here that, but see, going after that charismatic spirit, how subtle it is, how these people, these ex-Hutterites, these charity groups, and they'll accept anything. You can tell them anything, except you can't tell them the truth. Believe you me, I've been around. I've tried to tell them about water baptism in Jesus' name, and I've been to their, when they had that big tent over here at Oakville here, a number of years back, I was there to try to tell him that guy that's up there speaking, he's just a hireling. He's going to tell you to get baptized. He's going to took a bunch of people out to the lake to get baptized. So I went to ask him, so how are you going to baptize these people? By immersion, of course. Yeah, I know, but what are you going to say when you baptize? Are you going to baptize them in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Or are you going to baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? And he got mad right there in front of all the people. I went to that, just asked him a simple question. He got mad. What kind of a crazy question is that? And he walked away from me. See, he was baptizing all these people the next day, but he baptized them into the titles, into that Trinity diabolical satanic water baptism. Mm-hmm. I challenged him on it. I went up and asked him.
A baptism that can't bear fruit.
And everybody will watch me. And he's eating that. Because they tell me, saying, you're telling us to get baptized in Jesus' name, and why didn't you go ask that man how he baptized? So I went up and asked him, right in the middle, right after his message, you know. He was preaching the message about water baptism by immersion. So there's a few guys, ex-Hutterite, that challenged me. See, that guy said it like that, and you're saying it like that. And he was riding high in the polls, like he got 90% of the polls, you know. And here am I, and nobody goes up there and challenges him. Of course, they're all going to believe him. And see, I just simply ask a simple question. Yeah, I know you're going to baptize by immersion, but what are you going to say when you baptize? Are you going to baptize him into the Nicaea Rome baptism, or are you going to baptize him next 238? What kind of a crazy question is that? See, I cut him with his pants down. He was shocked to hear anybody challenging him on this baptism. Mm-hmm. And see, now they have to make a decision. Are you going to go down that rabbit hole? And they all went down that rabbit hole. A lot of people left the college. And what did they do? They just start up another cult. That's all it is, that charity group. Just another cult. And when we come along and we tell them that, then we're the problem. But God, we've been through it all. We've been through the ringer. We've been through these torture chambers, and we, like I said, like this one guy here, he's crying out to his God of wood and stone. He can't deliver. I see that I was very close with that Reuben. I've known that Reuben here way before he got to become preacher, and then he got this disease, and I went over there to visit him one evening, and he's one of the few people that would talk to me, and there he had a few young people in there. They're going to have a prayer meeting, and I said, well, I'm not going to join you in your prayer meeting, because they thought if they have a prayer meeting, then he'll get healed, you know, and I told him, well, I'm not going to join your prayer meeting, but what I'm going to do, Reuben, I'm going to go to the Lord, and I'm going to find out exactly why you got this disease on you, and then I left them, and they went ahead with their prayer meeting, and 2-3 weeks later he died, but anyway, and of course at that time, coming back from Florida or somewhere, and the Lord spoke to me what the problem is with that Reuben from Northway that died from this Lugaric disease. So I called him up. I says, Reuben, the Lord let me know it's that charismatic spirit. It's that, it comes from that fear hungroof, you know, that used to sign all that. That's all charismatic stuff, and it's an illusion. So I called him up, right? I think it was about 9 o'clock at night. I called him up because I said, Reuben, remember I told you when I get an answer from the Lord, then I'll tell you what your problem is? And I told him, it's that charismatic spirit that you're on. It comes from these fair home women. And you married into that family with that fair home. And says, I told him, that thing never delivers nothing. Oh, no. These are very holy women. Like those, you know, they use it, son and all. I says, no, I don't care what they are. They're just an illusion. It's a charismatic spirit. It doesn't deliver. It's not going to heal you. I don't care how many prayer meetings you have. And here is one of these people that's cried out to this God of wood and stone. That thing will not deliver. Mm-hmm. We're telling people the truth. The things that you and I hear, they work. I got up the other morning. I couldn't hardly walk. I just barely made it to the couch. Just something in my lower back just hit me, and I couldn't even, all I could do was sit there. I couldn't even sit properly. Just the pain was, I was completely paralyzed. And then you prayed for me, and lo and behold, about an hour later, it was completely gone. See, the things that you and I are in, the Lord delivers, mm-hmm. You know, it works. And then, like I said before, I had cancer. And then you prayed for me, and that cancer couldn't go out fast enough. We're not going to a God of wood and stone. Mm-hmm. We're going to the true and living God, and he comes down, what do you want, what do you need today? You need a touch from me? If you do, just ask me and I'll touch you. That's the frequency that you and I are on. We have accepted the truth for your day. We have accepted exactly what Jesus said. You gotta go back and you gotta analyze everything. Now Jesus, he knows in a day or two he's gonna be crucified. So what does he do? He analyzes everything. He just goes through his life and he wants to make sure that when he goes up to heaven, he's got something to represent to his Heavenly Father with. And so he takes inventory of everything. And he, before he goes, he wants to make sure that he leaves enough information for people to go on with the program, and he did just blurt something out there, and then after analyzing everything, he left us with a very important scripture. This is going to be eternal life, that they would believe on him whom I will send, because he knows he doesn't have that much time left to finish the program, and he's got to make sure that he keeps people informed with what is eternal life. That's just some fly by night. He analyzed everything, and he was the Lord Jesus Christ, and he wants to make sure that when he goes to his Heavenly Father, he is going to present some truth to him. And here he's just telling him his advice. This is going to be eternal, that they believe in them whom I will send. Anything outside of that chapter, anything else, is not eternal life. that charismatic thing, that's not power. That's not going to lead you to eternal life. It's going to take you out to hell and death. And there's people, thousands of people all around the world. They're caught up in that charismatic spirit. A lot of these ex-Hutterites, they're caught up in the charismatic, that gospel hall movement. It's all just charismatic spirit because they're not interconnected with the message for your day. I don't know why they're wasting time, because we have the truth here. We're telling people this is going to be eternal, that they believe on them whom I will send, and he sent the seventh star. And Jesus, back in Revelation, he seen John turn around, he seen seven stars, and Jesus goes on to explain, the seventh star you saw on my right hand, they're the seven angels to the church ages throughout the grace age. And we're here in the last church age, behold, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, even he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. And here we have that seventh one, and that's why we keep saying it over and over and over again. It's William Branham. He was that church age messenger. He was one of the stars, that angel that spoke to Brother Branham. He was one of those stars that Jesus held in his right hand. But here, in 1906, that angel came on the scene and he began to speak. And in 19, whenever it was, when he began speaking to Brother Branham, and it was actually just Brother Branham was the vocal cord. He was exactly what the Bible said in the days of the voice. He was just the voice of that angel, and then he started speaking, and he spoke for 40 years. And he brought some messages. It's all on the internet. You can all get them and do what we did. We saturated ourselves with the information that angel brought. It was really just, it was actually exactly what the Bible said. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus to give to the angel. And then the angel gave it to Brother Branham. So you're really hearing God from heaven speaking. But he's using the vocal cord of William Branham, and then he told us some things that once we found out about it, we just saturated ourselves with it. But see, we're talking about that delusion, that charismatic spirit that's out there. Look at the people. It's so real. It looks so real, but it's not real. It's brought on by these delusing spirits that Paul warns what would be in the end times. Seducing spirits and doctrines and devils. That's all that thing can produce. If you're not interconnected here in these closing days of time with that star witness, with behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And we're living in just a few years before Satan is no more. And that's why we keep hammering away day after day, trying to put people, yank people back into the reality of it all.
That's right, because, you know, people don't believe that God can do that. Mm-hmm. But when you will read in Romans 1, verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, because they are understood through what has been made. So people are without excuse. See, in this age, God sent a prophet. Like you said, you saw Jesus a year ago here in your doorway. And then you were surprised. You had no questions to ask him. And the reason for that is because under the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, the Son of God, Son of Man was being revealed. Mm-hmm. They were revealing the Lord Jesus Christ through their ministry. And if you can listen, like the Spirit speak it expressly, like you can hear it in the Spirit, what these men were actually mm-hmm. saying. Now, if you just follow a carnal man, you're not going to hear it. But if you listen to the Spirit, what the Spirit is saying, then you can pick it up. That these men were actually revealing the Son of Man. They were revealing the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why you answer your questions had all been answered. Mm-hmm. And then it says here, for although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. That's what happened, because they did not, the Son of Man was being revealed. For although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or give him thanks. But they became futile in their thoughts, and their senseless hearts were darkened. They rejected the truth.
They rejected the truth, what God had for this hour. And then although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of immortal God for an image resembling mortal human beings or birds or foul four-footed animals or reptiles. See, that's what they did back in Nimrod's hour.
Mm-hmm.
But here in this hour, it's those religions out mm-hmm. there. Satan just transforms himself into what God is doing in the hour, and then he just copies it. And what he copied is with these religions out there. It's no more worshiping those birds and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He just transformed what God is doing in our hour, and then he copies it with something that's similar and that men will fall for. Therefore, God gave them over in the desires of their hearts to impurity, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. See, it's the same concept. When back in the Nimrod's hour, they worship these four-legged creature. Here in this hour, it's because of what they did in the 60s, in the late 50s and 60s, they rejected the message that God had. Then Satan was right there, and God allows it. When you will read in Second Chronicles chapter 18 about Micaiah, when he was the prophet there, and they called him up to see Ahab and Jehoshaphat to see if they should go up and conquer this land. And he saw a picture up in heaven. He saw God sitting on a throne and all the assembly there, the spiritually assembled, the angels and the demons too, were assembled there. And then God asked, because they were on the right and on the left. So when God asked, what can I do to deceive Ahab? So there came one spirit and said, I can go do it. And he said, well how are you going to do it? I'm going to be a lying spirit in the mouths of the prophets. And then God said, okay, you go ahead and do that. See, nothing happens outside of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when they rejected the truth that God sent the prophet and a message to prepare us for the coming of the Lord, they rejected it, and then that charismatic spirit took over.
Yeah.
See, that charismatic spirit is also like here in Micaiah's hour, they can be a lying spirit in the mouths of those preachers.
Mm-hmm.
That stand in the pulpit and deceive people in actually thinking it's real when it's not.
Yeah, John Hagee is just a lying spirit, and then to deceive the masses. Yeah, he does his thing, and when we tell him that he's not of God, and they think we're crazy because he really promotes the Jews and Israel.
Yes,
and
that's right.
But it's only a front. I see when he's out there preaching. I watch him sometimes on YouTube. And I watch his expression on his face. And when he says, oh, he's really anointed, and these people at the pulpit, that they put the cameras where these people, these women especially, they're weeping and wiping the tears. And then I watch his expression, and he sees these women weeping. I got you suckers exactly
mm-hmm.
where I want you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be saved. It's a spirit behind a person. They all know that God sent the prophet, but are they going to tell the people that? No, they're not. They're going to do exactly what Jacob Hutter and Andreas Enterprise, they're going to do everything they know to do to keep you away from the message of Martin
mm-hmm.
Luther. And today they're doing the work overtime to keep you away from the truth that really matters and the church ain't the latest. Not one word is going to be mentioned from these zealots, from these people in the pulpit. In fact, if somebody does as much as mention it, they're going to be put in the outs, and they're not going to have no more public a voice. That's
mm-hmm.
what they're going to. And the same thing with these Hutterites. When I told them about God sent the prophet, they told me, you got till sundown to get out of here with your garbage. Now they can go out and read and reap what they sowed. He rejected the truth, for they're dead. And it didn't take long afterward that Mike from Sommerfeld, he died with a plague. He had gout in his feet, and he had cancer, and about a month before that, his wife died from cancer, and that curse come on him, whether he likes it or not, simply because he rejected the truth. And you see, if they would have took the advice, I told him, go burn up your sermon and just put the message on from Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, you'd be doing something. Mm-hmm. Put it on your PA system 24/7. At least the people will know the truth for their day. But what did they do? They shut it out and they rejected it. And see, you and I, we're still going, and there's no devil in hell that's going to stop us. We're just going to keep on keeping on. We tell them people the truth. Now, today, we're telling them about that charismatic spirit, because, like I say, you asked me, what are you going to talk about today? During the night, the Lord let me know. Talk about that charismatic spirit, the deception of that charismatic spirit. And you said, I was thinking the same thing. So, you and I, we're not doing our own thing. That's why the Lord brought you on board. When he brought you on board, he let me know. Without you, there's no program. If you have a problem with Lorraine speaking here, it's just the way the time has now evolved, where God is restoring and putting the women back on equal footing with Adam. Because before the fall, Adam and Eve, they were co-equal. There was no, Eve didn't play no second fiddle to Adam. It was only after the fall where God came down and then he put the woman down into a lower position. But now God is restoring all that. We're living in the restoration of all things, and before it's going to be over, you are going to have that Garden of Eden back, and we're going to be able to communicate with the animal kingdom, and everything will be hunky-dory because Satan is no more. Mm-hmm. And everything is going back, and then you're going to have your spiritual utopia. See, you and I, we've been, ever since the Lord brought us together, we've been actually having I think it was in 2005 when I got to know you. Before that, I didn't even know you. From time to time, we'd meet together and have coffee. It was like a spiritually speaking, it was like a heavenly honeymoon, you know what I'm trying to say. And we've been having this heavenly honeymoon ever since the Lord put us together. And now they're waiting for us. Now that my wife passed away, they're expecting me to get us to get married. Who wants to get married? It's a very boring life to get married compared to what you and I have. We got a life, you and I, that's pure spiritual. It's a spiritual life. It's a spiritual journey. It got nothing to do with marriage and sex and all that garbage. You put that on the back burner back when you were 18 and you were asked, what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to get married, Lorraine, or what are you going to do? I think I'm going to see what the Lord has for me. And that to this day, you are not interested going down that sex path and all that garbage and all that. We're on a journey that's priceless. When I get up in the morning and you ask me, what are you going to do, what are you going to speak on today? And we're on the same page. You know, the Lord has already showed you what he wants us to talk, and he showed me what he wants us to talk, and then we compare, and that thing is priceless. Mm-hmm. Sex can never fulfill that, what it means to me when you and I are on the sand pitch, spiritually speaking. When the Lord spoke to your heart, and he spoke to my heart, and that's what we're going to talk about, that charismatic spirit today. So it's by the mouth of two or three witnesses that everything can be established. We're not some fly-by-night that just figured we're going to do our own thing, and we don't have a seminary. We didn't go to a seminar. We just completely depend on the Lord, and now the Lord is using us to bring forth his end time truth. He's given you and I the responsibility and the mandate to make sure that end time truth, it doesn't go to sleep anymore. Mm-hmm. He called on the right two people, because we're going to make sure the whole world hears about it. Then, like I said, then he told us to start this website. This goes all around all the seven continents in this world, and it goes to out there whosoever will. Mm-hmm. Let him come and drink out of the waters of life freely. And right now, the grace age is over, but grace is not over. The grace era, the grace age is simply the Lord Jesus calling out the bride for his son. When Jesus comes back, he has something to get married to. But that era is over. Now the only thing that's open is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You can never become a bride after October the 2021. After that, it's open. That scripture was activated. Invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come. Whosoever heareth, let him see come. We've been going over and over again, time and time again, trying to tell people where we are in time, right to the day, and the fish don't bite, you know. They'd rather believe a lie. They'd rather go out there and follow these charismatics, which never deliver, like I keep saying. That spirit never delivered. That spirit never could heal that Reuben. That spirit could never do nothing for that girl down at Silver Wings who had died from cancer. It can't do nothing. These people are all caught up in that charismatic, and they die with their pain and their agony, and they're off to hell and that they go. Just that simple. Because that, like I said, that delusion, that thing from the devil, it cannot deliver, it cannot do nothing for you. Just like with that guy hearing the song, he's crying out to his gods of wood and stone. The same thing today. That charismatic, that Hutterite, that Amish, that Woodcraft spirit cannot deliver. There's no healing power. There's no spiritual value whatsoever. We got this spiritual gold mine, and people don't want it. They would rather believe a lie. They'd rather join the mockers. Mm-hmm. See if they can slander us.
That's right.
See if they can make us irrelevant. That's just the truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to expose that charismatic spirit, that lie that is out there in the atmosphere that people pick up. And they just think they are secure and safe, but it's an illusion with that charismatic spirit that gives them a false sense of security that they're at a good place, and when they are not, they're being deceived by that charismatic lie, and it's all around us. We can see it, and when you talk to these people, they will not. You can't even reason with them. They are so deluded with that spirit, Lord. So we just want to expose it and combat it and tell people what it's really about. We just expose it in the name of Jesus. We just want to give you thanks for all things that you sent the prophet, Lord, to those seven stars in the right hand of Jesus, in the power and authority of Jesus, that give us stability. And to worship the true and living God, we just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.